You're listening to Weird AF News with Jonesy.
Florida, all the weirdos are in Florida. I'm talking about Florida. All the crazies are in Florida. They're on drugs, committing crimes, drunk driving all around with several wives. Florida, there's something in the water.
It's Florida Fridays, guys. Don't you love that? It's just something to look forward to lead you into the weekend. Stories about our most messed up state, Florida. This is great, and so many people sent me this article. I've been dying to do it. A nude gardener says he's a private person. This is from Stuart, Florida. Adam and Eve may have been naked in the Garden of Eden, but neighbors in Stuart, Florida are not happy about a nude gardener that they live near. Residents in a North Stuart neighborhood called the sheriff's office to complain about a man who does yard work and walks around his property in the nude, but deputies say there's nothing they can do. One of the neighbors says, "You know, I came out Sunday night to put the trash out, and I look over, and he's bent over. He's winding up his hose. I'm like, this is my view of the neighborhood?" Another woman said, "He works on his car, and he does it naked, and everyone has called the police. He's just out there doing his yard work, whatever he needs to do outside. It's naked. It's naked is what it is." Is that what it is? It's naked? I don't think you can. Can you work on your car in the street naked? No, but if you're on your property, you can do it. It's no problem. The deputies have terrible news for these people. The naked truth is that as long as this man is not touching himself inappropriately, authorities can't do anything because he is on his own property. And this is an answer that the neighbors can't bear, get it? Bear to abide by. Oh, whoever wrote this article is so funny. "Have some respect for the neighborhood kids, man," another neighbor said. "Kids catch the bus here, man. It's wrong, man. I have seen these people stand on their front step. They're buck naked, both of them. They talk to a police officer. The sheriff's department told me to turn my head. How could I?" I wish I had the real clips. But I got to say, my performance of the quotes is way better than the real people, I'll bet. At least one of the neighbors isn't offended, told the television station. "I'm not one of those people who have concerns because it is their way of life and it is on their property. And I know it is legal." The television station spoke with the nude gardener, who declined to be interviewed, said he wasn't interested in being interviewed because he and his family were private people. Yeah, you're so private that you walk around naked and everybody can see you. You're private with your words, but not private with your junk, apparently. That's what's going on. So hey, you know what? It's a tough call because, you know, there's kids in the neighborhood and everyone's naked. I always try and get to the bottom of this. My whole life I've been wondering, why is it that the people that most want to be naked are the people that we most don't want to see naked? Because they have the worst bodies. They just have, why do people with bad bodies want to be the nudists? It's just always like, I don't want to see that. If you're hot, yeah, maybe. But again, the point is there's kids in the neighborhood, so what do you do? I don't know what you do about that. It's on their own property. You really can't. The law says, you know, I mean, but that doesn't say they're not being assholes, you know, so that's, are they assholes? I guess that's the question. The question whether it's legal or not is not a question. It's obviously legal. The question is, are they assholes? What do you think? Hey, look, you know, you can do whatever you want. I mean, I'll fight till the day I die for our rights to be naked on our property and really to do anything we want on our property. I take it to a whole new limit. I feel like you should be able to do pretty much anything you want on your private property as long as you're not harming other people. This includes drugs. Whatever drugs you want to do, you should be able to do that in the privacy of your own home. And no one can tell you. The government can't tell you what state of mind you're allowed to have, in my opinion. And the government also can't tell you what kind of sex you're allowed to have. You know, so as long as everybody's consensual, you should be able to have any kind of sex that you want. on your private property, in the privacy of your home. Now, hurting anybody, that was the key phrase, right? So you, as long as you're not hurting anybody, like, we could argue that this man, this nude guy is hurting people. Like, we can make that argument that he's hurting people. Here's a way to get him back, though. Create, like, a meme about him. Like, shame him using video and pictures or something. I don't know how you would do that, but there's got to be a way to shame him into putting some clothes on, I'd imagine. I don't know. What do you guys think? Anybody have a plan? Do you think this is okay? Any of you guys nudists? I mean, I never asked that on this show before, but I imagine that a lot of my listeners are pretty weird, right? So I got to imagine that a couple of you are nudists, right? I want to hear about your lifestyle. I want you to call into Weird AF News, and I want you to send me a picture of yourself. I'm not asking for a nude picture. I just want any picture will do. I want to know, do you have a nice body and you're being nude, or are you one of these bad-bodied nudists? Because this is what's happening, is the bad-bodied nudists are a thing. And I got beef with that. I got beef with the bad-body nudists. This went a weird place, didn't it? As it always does. A Florida teacher is fired for giving a 0% to students who didn't turn in their homework. And I'm like, wow, what's wrong with that? What's the problem? What did this teacher do that was so bad? I got zeros back in the day. Anybody else get zeros? What's wrong with that? If you don't do your work, you get a zero. If you don't show up, you get a zero. I don't understand what the problem is here. Oh, I know what it is. I know what it is. It's that culture that we're going through. We're going through a cultural change where nobody's told that they suck. Everybody's given a trophy, even if they suck. This happened in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Florida teacher was fired for giving zeros to students who didn't turn in their homework. School policy says that the lowest grade teachers can give is about 50%. 50%? Even if you don't do nothing, you get a 50%. That seems strange to me. I wish that was the case when I was a student. I wouldn't have shown up half the time, and then I would have showed up the other half of the time and done well, and then I would have broke even. This woman's name is Diane Tirado, and she's all about motivation, inspiration, and providing students with the tools necessary to achieve. And I think she was doing that by giving them zeros, and I feel terrible that she was fired. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this is too harsh, but I feel like what she's doing is very valuable in the community. These kids need to be told to get off their ass sometimes. I mean, look, I'm not advocating for some sort of draconian school beatings like they used to do. You know, my mom told me stories about how she was hit by nuns back in the day. No, I don't agree with that. In fact, I did a story fairly recently about there is a school district in Georgia, I think, that's still allowed to hit the kids. The parents have to approve of it, though, and then the parents have to be present for it, I think is what happens. No, I'm not like saying that's got to go down. I'm saying if the kid doesn't show up, if your student doesn't show up and do the work, why not a zero? I don't understand it. I can't wrap my head around it. Before she left, she wrote a message on the blackboard for the kids. She said, "Bye, kids. Mrs. Tirado loves you and wishes you the best in life. I've been fired for refusing to give you a 50% for not handing anything in. Big heart, Mrs. Tirado." Hilarious message. I think it's strange that the school allowed her to even leave that message on the blackboard. Like, why wouldn't they take that off? Unbelievable. She's gone viral a little bit on Facebook. She's getting some support on there. And she mentioned on there that she's upset. She's very upset. She says, "We have a nation of kids that are expecting to get paid and live their life just for showing up. And it's not real. It's not real life." And I agree with her. It's not real life. You shouldn't get paid or pat on the head just for showing up. I mean, you shouldn't. This whole participation trophy culture is not going to be good for us in the long run. I've already made this rant already, okay? We are operating on a planet in peril, okay? The toxification of the planet, the increasing temperatures, the increasing carbon monoxide levels, the increasing toxicity of the water, the melting of the glaciers, which are going to affect the ocean levels, which in turn is going to affect the weather. We're going to have issues. We need the best people on the job. What does that mean? We need people that are great on the job. We need heroes. Well, you're not going to breed a culture of heroes if you're just giving people a 50% for showing up. All right? Those people need to be given zeros. That's how you're motivated. That's how that's how you get better at whatever it is that you want to do. That's how you grab, you know, lift your own bootstraps. What's that saying? There's something about the bootstraps. Lifting up your bootstraps. I'm an idiot. But do you see my point? This is why I support what Mrs. Tirado was doing, but I mean, you guys may feel differently about this. Please call into Weird AF News and tell me, should the kids be getting zeros? Yes, they should. I mean, I'm not, look, I don't want to influence your opinion, but I'm just saying, I got zeros and look at the success I'm having. A couple steals a boat and sails it to Cuba for their, quote, honeymoon, and they're now facing prison time. This is from the Miami Herald. A Big Pine Key couple, I guess that's from the Florida Keys. I don't know anything about Florida. They set off in a sailboat moored in the Lower Keys Harbor because they said they thought it was abandoned. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of boats moored in a harbor. That's what goes on. That's what you find in a harbor. That doesn't mean they're abandoned. It's like going to a parking lot and stealing a car. Being like, well, it was abandoned. What is wrong with these people? You gotta be psychotic. Once they realized the boat was stolen, they said, they decided to keep going and take a, quote, honeymoon before returning it, according to the federal court documents. The Cuban police had to arrest this couple and turn them over to the American authorities. Aaron William Burmeister, age 46, Ashley Ann McNeil, age 32. You're 46 and 32? Would you grow up? I stole a boat. I didn't know I stole it. You're idiots. You're 46 years old. Get it together. My God. If these were teenagers, I'd be like, oh, I understand. You're 46 years old. Get out of here. Unbelievable, Burmeister. I hope you do prison time, you idiot. Both of these people admitted to taking the 40-foot catamaran from Newfound Harbor. After they explained that they were searching for days for an abandoned vessel in which they could sail off. Searching for days for an abandoned vessel? Were there just abandoned vessels laying around? What is this all about? Abandoned vessels. Oh, we were looking for abandoned vessels. People just abandoning vessels? Can I just go get an abandoned vessel? What else is abandoned I can just go get? Are people abandoning houses and cars? Can I just go get these things? Look, you don't go just appropriate other people's things. Okay? Even if it was, quote unquote, an abandoned house, you can just move your shit in. What do you think this is, this world? Oh, man. I mean, drugs, man, drugs. You could end every Florida story with the final sentence. Drugs, man, drugs, shaking my head. I mean, every Florida story, these people are just out of control. Out of control! Yeah. So anyways, they told the police that they quit their jobs and they planned to find a boat and possibly never return to the U.S. Yeah, red flags are all over the place. They said they were trying to get to the Bahamas, but the prevailing weather conditions forced them in a southerly direction toward Cuba. Oh boy. You'd be happy to know that social media helped find them because the owner of the boat, which is valued at $350,000, put a Facebook message out with pictures to some particular cruising association Facebook page and said, if you've seen my boat, reach out. And someone did. And someone radioed the police or whatever, and this guy got his boat back. That was pretty cool. Found it through social media. Love that. Can't count on the police these days. The police are going to use Facebook anyways. So why not just do it yourself? Hey, police, my boat is missing. Could you please send us some high-definition photos so we can put them on our Facebook page? No. How about I just put them out there? How about that? You're not helpful, police. Stealing boats. We didn't know. We thought it was abandoned. Yeah, okay. Man, what is wrong with you guys down there? I'm going to move down to Florida and then just do whatever I want. Like, clearly it's the wild, wild west. You can just do whatever you want and then make up lies afterward why you did that. You kidnapped that woman. No, she was abandoned. I saw her at the bus stop. She was abandoned. What are you talking about, kidnapped? Get out of here. This is your 20th DUI. I know. I was driving to my friend's house to get intervention for my DUI. This was the last drive, I swear. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your host, Jonesy, and I want to thank you for reaching out to me. Bobby Ray, big shout out. I love the call. You're going to hear that next. Bobby Ray, you're so funny. I love it when I hear from my weirdos. You guys are really growing on me. I feel like we're family. Also want to let you know that you can call me anytime, 646-450-2012. Email me, funnyjones@gmail.com. DM me, @funnyjones on Instagram or Twitter. And it's Comedian Jonesy on Facebook. Feel free to check out my Patreon. It's patreon.com/weirdafnews. And you can see some ways in which you can support by donating. Also, a shout out to Zippy for donating on the Patreon. I love it. Zippy. I just love the name. So thank you, Zippy. Hope you enjoyed the Florida stories. Hope you guys have a great weekend. This is Jonesy. I'm out.
Hey, Jonesy. It's Bobby Ray. Hey, boy, back in the 80s, I was going to a bar where we used to shoot at the dartboard with pistols. That was fun. It's Bobby Ray. I'll catch you later.